Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Oppenheimer is undoubtedly one of the most anticipated films of the summer, and there's already huge Oscar buzz around it, including murmurs of a leading actor nomination for our own Cillian Murphy. However, the promo trail for Christopher Nolan's film has unravelled somewhat after the cast left the London premiere last night. The reason for their quick departure was due to the announcement of the actors' strike, which is running in conjunction with the writers' strike that's been underway in recent weeks. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined on the line now by Brian Lloyd. You're very welcome, Brian, to the programme this evening. What's it all about?
Hi. Yeah, so essentially SAG-AFTRA voted to commence strike action against the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. This has been a long time coming, and they've been negotiating for the past 4 to 5 weeks. The contract actually expired on the 30th of June, but they went for an extension on it, and even federal mediators were brought in to try see if they could avert strike action. But last night at about 10 o'clock our time, Fran Drescher, who people would know from The Nanny, she's the president of SAG-AFTRA. She announced that all actors in the union were to down tools and go on strike. So that effectively means that promotional campaigns for the likes of, you know, Oppenheimer, Barbie, basically any film that has SAG-AFTRA actors has now stopped. And that means that production as well has stopped immediately on, you know, TV, film, whatever.
And are there, I assume there are major films in production right now that are going to be affected?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like, for example, Deadpool 3, which has Hugh Jackman back in the role of Wolverine and Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, that stopped production. Basically, I mean, the entire Hollywood industry, for lack of a better word, has now ground to a halt. And that means as well that, you know, the likes of, you know, lighting technicians, grips, people who actually work on the set, they're all now effectively out of work as well. So they have to basically go home and wait until and hope for the best that the strike gets called off or that it's, you know, their things are averted, you know.
And on that point, do we have any idea how long it might last?
Well, I mean, the writers have been on strike for the past 70 days. And I mean, the kind of the talk has been that the AMPT, they're basically saying that the demands that SAG-AFTRA have made are too much. Now, yes, I do think that there are some demands that seem kind of ridiculous. I mean, like, there's ones that that relate to artificial intelligence. So seemingly SAG-AFTRA were pitched one deal by the producers that and for background extras, essentially an actor would be brought in, paid one day's work. Their likeness, their walk, everything would be scanned into an artificial intelligence. And then that actor would be used as a background extra, you know, for in perpetuity. So basically, okay, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of times, that actor would be, you know, seen on screen as a background extra, but he wouldn't be there and he wouldn't be paid for that.
Okay, so I mean, this is not easily unravelled. What about our own film industry here in Ireland then? What sort of impact can it have, or could it have, or will it have here?
Well, I mean, for any production that has actors that are signed up to SAG-AFTRA, that means that those actors are not going to work. Now, in the case of, you know, actors that are in Equity, which is the UK Actors Union, and there are a lot of Irish actors in that, Equity isn't on strike. And the legislation that covers strike action in the UK is a lot more restrictive than it is in the US. So those actors who are in Equity, they're not able to go out on solidarity strike. So the likes of, say, House of the Dragon, for example, or any kind of TV show that's been filmed here in Ireland, if the actors aren't in SAG-AFTRA, they can continue to work. But if they are SAG-AFTRA actors and they have signed a contract with the production company through SAG-AFTRA, that means they're on strike.
Okay. And the actors, as I mentioned, have joined the writers that have been on strike now for a while. And you've gone through how difficult it's going to be to unravel all of this. Just finally then, what are the studios and the industry leaders saying? Like, are they open to the negotiations? Or are they open to trying to fix this? Or have discussions even begun?
I mean, yeah, discussions are ongoing. I mean, Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, recently said that, you know, he found the demands to be quite disturbing, and that, you know, at a time when, you know, cinemas and what have you are trying to recover from COVID, that this doesn't help things. But I mean, in saying that, like, I mean, Disney last year in 2022 made a net profit of $3.65 billion. That's net profit now. So that means they paid out dividends, they paid out working expenses, and they had $3.5 billion left over. Netflix made $4.24 billion in net profit. So, I mean, it's not a case of like these, you know, streaming services or film studios. It's not as if they're making money. They are making money. It's just the money isn't going to the actors and the writers, the people who actually make the thing happen. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of these actors feel about it, that they've basically been marginalized in the era of streaming. I mean, for example, you know, actors who worked on something like Orange is the New Black, they've been talking about how residual checks that would have been, if it was on TV, would have been in the thousands. They're now seeing like $30 and $40 for it. And that's right, okay, an annual check. So, I mean, it really does kind of speak to how much streaming has upended a very, very profitable industry for actors. But now it's not there anymore.
Okay, very interesting. And no doubt we'll be hearing lots more about it. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Brian Lloyd. We'll take a break.